But we no longer have to wait for our local artist interview. We're really excited about this one. Hannah, tell us about it.
Okay, so this was really awesome. I was able to do the interview this week, and I interviewed Miss Morgan Miles. And if you don't know her, or her name sounds super familiar, she was actually on The Voice.
Oh, okay.
And get this, she had a 4-chair turnaround on The
Voice. Wow, that's crazy.
I know, right? And I don't want to spill too much because I want you guys to get everything from her, but it was super fun and she's so sweet and just has like a really sweet soul. So I was very honored that I could do that.
Amazing. Love that. Let's jump right into that. Here is our local artist interview with Miss Morgan Miles on New Music Monday.
Hey everyone, this is Hannah, and you are joined by Miss Morgan on New Music Monday for our local artist interview. Morgan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we're so happy to have you on the show and to have you here with us today. And of course, I heard that you are going to be performing here soon. Is that true?
Yes, I'm so excited. We've got a big show for February 7th called Stars and Guitars with some of my buddies like Fillmore and Drew Baldridge and, I mean, so many more. So it's going to be such a great night. I'm really pumped.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds so exciting. And where is that concert at?
It is in Normal, Illinois at the Braden Auditorium.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That's literally right on campus, so students can walk to it. That'll be awesome. Do you know what time it starts by chance?
Yeah, the concert starts at 7:30, so come on out. You're going to hear some great music by some really talented friends of mine, and we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a good night.
What really inspired you to pursue a music career?
As cheesy as the slogan goes, I feel like music chose me. There's nobody musical in my family, and I just kind of had this amazing talent that my parents really supported, and it's not been easy, but it's definitely been a passion of mine since I can remember, and it's the only thing I want to do for the rest of my life.
Who is your musical inspiration, or if you have many or bands, or like who really inspires you to do the music you're doing today?
I'm inspired by so many things. I am a huge fan of Chris Stapleton because of his, you know, country soul side. He's so authentic and true to himself. And, you know, he was a songwriter in town forever. And I just love that he's his own lane. I also am a huge, huge fan of Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton because of their hearts and their humanitarian efforts. And I'm a huge fan of John Legend and also Camila, just because of who they are and their soulful side. I'm very influenced by a lot of people.
You know, I heard that you got a song for us, so you can tell me a little bit about the song that we're going to hear in a few minutes.
Here's a song that I wrote called Up to You, and it's just a really vibey, fun song that I hope everybody just wants to chant to. We wrote it on a day that I had just went to a Queen concert, and there was all these cool, colorful moments, and this song just kind of really embodies that vibe. Hey guys, this is Morgan Miles, and you're listening to my song, Up to You, on WZND.
You got me falling so fast, like I'm sailing in an hourglass, feeling deeper than I've ever known. I'm trying not to let it show, oh no. You got me touching the sky, living among the stars in your eyes. I'm higher than I've ever known. I'm trying not to let it go. So are you down with us? Are you down with trust? Are you down with me loving you way too much? To be cool when I'm acting a fool. Baby, what you gonna do? Oh, 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 to you.
Morgan, I know that you have a past on The Voice, and I'm just dying to hear about your experiences with that. So would you love to go into that for me?
Yeah, of course. I'm just coming off of the finale of The Voice. What a crazy emotional roller coaster. But I have to say, I'm really proud of the body of work that I did on the show. The coaches could not have been more complimentary of me the whole time. I, of course, went with Camila Cabello. I had a four-chair turn, which was honestly just so insanely validating for me as an artist. I didn't know what was going to happen with that blind audition. So I'm really happy that that happened. And wow, just what an experience. I really don't know what else to say other than it's I mean, I could write a whole novel on the behind the scenes of The Voice.
That's insane. I mean, imagining all four of them turning around for you. Like, what made you decide to go with Camila out of all the judges?
She really just nailed me. And she said, Morgan, you're just your own lane. If you want to be your own lane and, you know, you emote so well. And she just really nailed everything that I would hope someone would feel from me the first time they heard me. And so there's also, for me, I'm a big advocate for women, and so is Camila. And she's also just a really down-to-earth, funny soul, which as am I. And we did truly connect instantly. And I definitely made the right choice. Like, we still talk. She's so cool. She's so supportive. She's just awesome. She's just really, really sweet. And I'm just so glad to know her.
I can't thank you enough for coming on and doing this interview with us. Like, it means the world to us.
Oh, of course. Be sure to come out Tuesday night, February 7th, Braden Auditorium in Normal, Illinois, for Stars and Guitars benefiting Camp Broadcast. It's going to be such an awesome night. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So come out, support a great cause, and we will see you guys there.
Thank you again to Morgan Miles for that interview. Hannah, tell us a little bit more about the experience.
Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. She was amazing to talk to, and just hearing all of like her experiences, like being on The Voice. Because as, you know, like outsiders like us, we watch The Voice on TV, and then being able to hear all of her behind the scenes and, you know, like her advice that she was giving me and stuff like that. And just talking about overall all of her experiences was so incredible. And then to find out that she's performing tomorrow, I'm so excited to go see her live in person.
Absolutely. That sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time. And of course, it's right here on campus. So it is super great that we were able to get this interview and, you know, have a good time and hang out with her a little bit. I think it's so cool just to hear about like the experience behind the scenes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, like you said, we have watched The Voice, but being able to hear firsthand from someone who like experienced all of that and like met Camila Cabello, like that's so crazy.
No, 100%.
Just awesome.
I know. And like her voice is so angelic. Like I feel like she has such an amazing voice that I can't wait to see like where she's going to go in the future. Mm-hmm. Like I'm hoping an album. So Morgan, shout out. We need that album.
Absolutely. We will be waiting for that.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much again for that interview. It was fantastic to do that for you. And check out the performance tomorrow at Braden Auditorium, Stars and Guitars.